What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hamza is just straight up lying to you now. As you guys can tell, I've been making a couple of videos about Hamza, who is a grifter, a lot like AMS, and he's now making outlandish claims that if you go NoFap, meaning you don't masturbate for 90 days, you can triple your testosterone in your body. Guys, as you know, I'm on testosterone replacement therapy, okay? I was able to triple my testosterone from 300 to around 1,000. You know how I was able to do that, guys? By injecting myself with 1 milliliter of testosterone a week, okay? Guys, you need to understand, man. It is medically impossible for you to triple, double, or even significantly raise your testosterone levels by taking, you know, these natural herbs. You know the companies out there that sell you testosterone boosters like T-Bomb. Look, guys, I spoke to doctors, okay? The testosterone I'm getting, Amr Mitwali, I go to a freaking doctor for this shit, man. I don't buy this shit off of eBay or from some guy behind the dark alley. I actually go to doctors. I get medical work done every half a year, okay? So I know what the fuck I'm talking about, okay? It is impossible for you to triple, double, or even significantly raise your testosterone level by going on NoFap, okay? So at this point, guys, Hamza is just straight up lying to you. And the reason why Hamza is lying to you, it's because he wants an out when you guys finally waken up and call him out on his bullshit. Now, as you guys know, Hamza, he tells you all the time, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, you're gonna get the girls, like Aaron Kaleri would say, the girls. So Hamza is a multimillionaire now, or very close to it. He definitely achieved generational wealth. He has status, and it's all because of his YouTube fame. Now, how Hamza came to be, guys, is that Hamza came onto the YouTube. He said, hey guys, I was a loser like you, now I'm a winner, and all of a sudden you guys subscribe to him by the millions. At this point, guys, okay, I am really beginning to believe that guys like Hamza and AMS are actually promoted purposely by YouTube, okay? I've had people telling me, hey, Amr, AMS is a Freemason. Look at the tattoos he has. Look at some of the signs he flashes, okay? I'm really beginning to think that AMS and Hamza, they're not organically becoming popular. I'm beginning to really think that these are people promoted by YouTube. You guys remember All In with Ari? I did a video about her. In fact, a lot of people did a video about her, you know. All In with Ari was a girl who claimed to be like homeless in Hollywood. And she immediately, her first video got like 1 million views. She immediately set up a Patreon, a Cash App, and she made tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in a matter of just a couple of weeks. So how in the world can this homeless girl just make a car video like I do, and all of a sudden, boom, shaka laka 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 laka, she gets 1 million views on it? Come on, man. It's not the algorithm. As you guys know, I'm a computer coder, okay? As you all know that, I'm the one who wrote MGTOW. Well, I bought the software for MGTOW TV, okay? But I customized the hell out of it. So you all know I'm a freaking computer coder. And I am telling you guys, as a computer coder, the AI, the algorithm is bull fucking shit. You know what AI is? You know what the algorithm is? It's simply something, code, that a guy like me wrote. That's what AI, that's what the algorithm is, okay? So when these PUAs out there, like AMS, like Hamza, they tell you, oh, the algorithm, you know, took notice of us. No bullshit. The algorithm didn't take notice of you. Somebody at YouTube said, hey, let's make these guys into stars. And quite frankly, guys, I would not be the least bit surprised if Hamza and AMS were actually put up by YouTube in order to fool you people. Because what's AMS's message, right? AMS's message is to get on your purpose. In other words, you become a tax mule and just work your ass off and pay taxes to the US government. That's pretty much what AMS's message was and still is to this day. Hamza's message is self-improvement. You want to get laid, become a millionaire, go to the gym, and then give your money to a woman. That's what Hamza tells you. So these guys are keeping you in the so-called matrix. Now, the reason why Andrew Tate got kicked out of the matrix, by the way, guys, the matrix is simply the Zionist. You guys call him, you know, Alex, what's his name? Alex Jones, he calls him the globalist. You know, other people call him the powers that be. The Matrix is really the Zionist, okay? And I've said it before and I'm saying it again. Zionists are people who worship Satan. And the reason they're called Zionist is because they believe Satan is gonna land on Mount Zion in the Holy Land. And they're gonna rule the world from there. This is why they have to destroy America in particular, the West in general, because we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica, like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, okay? So AMS and Hamza, they are promoting the Zionist agenda of becoming a tax mule and, you know, chasing after pussy, okay? Andrew Tate, on the other hand, you know, Andrew Tate made his money through cam whores and then getting in with the mafia in Romania and owning casinos. So Andrew Tate is financially independent. Therefore, Andrew Tate can expose the Matrix and even rival it. And it's totally fine. Okay, for him, that is. This is why the Zionist had to get rid of Andrew Tate from all social media, because he was not playing their game. He was like, fuck you, I'm exposing you, I'm actually going to do my own matrix, I'm gonna push my own agenda. And the Zionists were like, no, you do not get to rival us. Now, people like Hamza, people like AMS, who are totally reliant on YouTube, they're not gonna rival the Matrix. They're not going to expose the Zionists. They're gonna toe the freaking line and make money off of it. So why would Hamza lie about NoFap? It's because Hamza knows that 85% of his subscribers are better off dead than alive. He knows it. So he wants an out. When you guys, like I said earlier, eventually you guys out there are watching Hamza, just like people come to AMS and they're like, yo, AMS, this whole get on your purpose shit is fucking bullshit, bro. We just go out on dates with Shaniqua, Shaneni, Yolanda, Tiandra. They order everything off the menu. They take food home to their fucking bastard kids, and we never ever hear from them again. I see it all the time in AMS's comment section. It's like, yeah, you guys just never ever were attractive to women, and when you got on your purpose, you started making some money, girls are like, hey, foodie call, you know, I can take this guy can take me out to Red Lobster, to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, you know, I can take some food to go for my fucking bastard children, and this idiot is gonna pay for it. So yeah, getting on your purpose didn't do jack squat in getting laid for all the AMS followers out there. With Hamza, he knows that, you know, go to the gym, self-improvement, read books, that shit ain't gonna do jack squat for the vast majority of his followers. So he has to put a clause in there to protect himself from you guys calling him what he really is, which is a scam artist. And again, what Hamza and AMS are doing is not illegal, okay? I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but here in America, man, you know, when you have a car, when you drive to a gas station with your car, or you park at a big shopping center, you know, some guy will come up to you and be like, hey, bro, I ran out of gas. Can you give me like $10 so I can go get gas? You know, that's a fucking scam. Is that person gonna go to jail for that scam? No, he's not. It's the same thing with AMS and Hamza. Yes, they are scamming you by making outlandish and, quite frankly, totally untrue claims like, no, FAP will increase your testosterone threefolds, but it's not a criminal offense, okay? So they're not gonna go to jail, man. AMS, Hamza, they're not going to go to jail, okay? Nevertheless, it's still a freaking scam. Coming out and telling guys that you can triple your testosterone by going 90 days with no FAP, by not masturbating, that's a flat-out lie that is medically impossible unless you are on fucking testosterone replacement therapy, which I'm on. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I've been to doctors. I'm supervised by doctors. Trust and believe, guys. Trust and believe, okay? If you can go, if you can triple, I'm Jewish. You guys know that. So I'm a cheap motherfucker. You know, if I can buy T-Bomb from fucking Amazon for $40 and that's gonna triple my testosterone, I would have done it, okay? But that shit don't work, okay? The only way to significantly raise your testosterone is if you go on steroids. Now, talking about Hamza himself, okay? Hamza's fucking Indian, guys. Listen, I grew up with Indians, I lived with Indians, and I see Indians every freaking Friday at our local mosque. Listen, man, the Indian genome does not produce physically athletic people, okay? Hamza is on steroids. He's on sport enhancement drugs. He will never, ever admit to it, because you guys out there are going to say, oh, that's his secret. That, you know, Hamza's buff because he's on sport enhancement drugs like D-Ball, shit like that, human growth hormone, testosterone replacement therapy. So you guys are going to be like, oh, that's the secret. The secret is TRT. It's not, you know, paying him $10,000 an hour for a freaking phone call. See, this is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. It's very, very, very hard to make money nowadays, okay? Not only is it hard to make money, at the same time, guys, for you to attract a woman outside of Chad and Tyrone, you've got to have status, okay? It's not, being a doctor, being a high-paid doctor, being a pilot, you know, being somebody who makes a lot of money but nobody knows who you are, that's not enough anymore to attract the modern woman. You need to have status, okay? So when it comes to Hamza, when it comes to AMS, when it comes to other PUAs, they need money, they need status. And the best way to do it is to scam you idiots on the internet, okay? Hamza went from being on welfare to probably making close to probably accumulating well over $1 million by now. Did he invent a product? Nope. Does he provide a great service? Nope. All he did was simply say, hey guys, look at me, I'm Adonis. Oh, look, you can have this too. Oh, plus you can have a white girl like Anastasia, but you just have to watch my videos, sub to my Patreon, and call me up for $10,000 an hour. This is what these grifters do, okay? Now, I've told you guys before, man, if you want the girl of your dreams, pay for her. And that's another thing that Hamza is pushing now, is Anastasia. He's like, if you guys want the girl of your dreams, go to the gym, make money, become popular. It's like, bro, I can get the girl of my dreams tomorrow. You guys want to know how I, Amr Metwali, can get the girl of my dreams tomorrow? I'm going to go to Cancun, okay? I'm going to rent a car or take the Adu bus, go down to Playa del Carmen, rent me a nice hotel or Airbnb right there by Fifth Avenue, and just walk up to the hottest Colombiana or Venezuelan chick and be like, how much? You guys need to understand, prostitution in Mexico is legal, okay? So there is no problem with you going up to hot bitches and be like, hey, how much, okay? That's the girl of your dream right there. Find the hottest girl and go up to her. You don't need to make $1 million. You don't need to have 1 million subscribers. You know, you don't need to fucking travel all over the world and put shit on fucking Instagram and YouTube, okay? You just need to have money in your pocket and be in the right place. That's all you guys need to get the girl of your fucking dreams. And hey, you can get another girl of your dreams again and again and again as long as you got money in your pocket. You guys need to understand, man, if you as a man have sex like 6 or 7 times a month, but it's like mind-blowing sex, you're not gonna do fap. You're not gonna fucking masturbate. I mean, you guys take me for example. I have a hottie in San Cristobal, okay? Why would I masturbate when I know I can get the real thing by hopping on a plane, right? So this is what you guys out there need to understand. Instead of you guys out there wasting your time, look, it's okay to go to the gym, right? I go to the gym all the time. You know, I only go to the gym once every week or 10 days because I'm busy, man. I got shit to do, okay? So I can't be a fucking gym rat because I got real world shit. Like, I have a legitimate business to run, you know? I'm writing code. I'm talking to attorneys, IRS, if I can get through to them on the damn phone. So I got real world shit where I can't be a gym rat like Hamza, okay? That's number one. Number two, because I have real world shit to do, I go out and I make money through what I like to do. You guys out there have to find what effortlessly comes to you, okay? Mark Cuban said it right. Do what effortlessly comes to you. Don't follow your passion, because your passion could be the opposite of what effortlessly comes to you. Somebody like me, Amr Metwali, I effortlessly write computer code, so I'm gonna maximize that. Maybe you are the type of person, it's for you to be a graphic artist, it's effortless for you. You can pretty much, you know, do graphics in your fucking dream. That's how good you are. You know, go on Upwork. I tell you guys all the time, if the work you can do can be something done on the internet, something digital, go on Upwork.com, become a freelancer, okay? Listen, there are guys who started with me, Amr Metwali, you know, working on my stuff, and now I check back on them like, you know, half a year later, and they're making tens of thousands of dollars, and the guy is fucking in Bangladesh or Pakistan or India, okay? So don't tell me that you guys out there, especially you white dudes living in the West, don't tell me that, oh, well, I can't possibly make a living as a graphic artist or something else similar when we have freaking curry sales in Bangalore, India, doing just fine, making tens of thousands of dollars a fucking month, okay? You guys out there, find what naturally comes good to you. Capitalize on it. You know, if you fucking cook like really good food, open a motherfucking restaurant, okay? There was this one girl in our Arab community. You know what? She's my second cousin, you know? Actually, she is the sister of the second cousin who destroyed my restaurant business in Egypt. But she's cool. She has nothing to do with him. She, like, disowned him. But anyways, she's really good at cooking. Guess what she did? She opened her own restaurant in Orlando, and now she's making money. This is a girl who came from Egypt, no fucking English, but she's a really good cook. That's what comes effortlessly to her. She opened up a freaking restaurant in fucking Orlando, hired a bunch of Mexicans to work for her, and now she's living the American dream. She's making thousands of oh, Jesus. There goes another phone call. It's like, come on, man. Why do they have to call me when I'm making a video? And the thing is, guys, I can't get rid of the call until the call goes to fucking voicemail. It's like people know when you're making a video. They just have to call when you're making a video, man. It's amazing. Let's see how many more times does the phone have to ring before it goes to fucking voicemail, man. Damn. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, we're back. All right. So like I was saying, man, my second cousin from Egypt, when she came here, no English. She's a really good cook because it effortlessly comes to her. She opened a restaurant, got a bunch of Mexicans working for her, and now she's living the American dream. So you people out there, man, find what effortlessly comes to you. And if nothing effortlessly comes to you, you know, if cooking doesn't come to you, if graphic design doesn't come to you, if computer coding doesn't come to you naturally, if you can't fucking, you know, do plumbing or paint a freaking wall, then maybe, just maybe, you were created to be a slave. And this is the most important thing I have to say to you AMS and Hamza subscribers out there, okay? If you don't have something that you are naturally good at, you were created by God to be a slave, okay? You're not gonna find any solace. You're not gonna find that magic bullet with Hamza or fucking AMS. Because a lot of you guys out there, man, you wanna call up AMS, you wanna call up Hamza, spending thousands of dollars hoping that these guys are gonna tell you, hey man, this is your purpose right there. Guys, if you don't have a freaking purpose by the age of 7 or 8, you were created to be a fucking slave, okay? And look, man, ain't nothing wrong with being a slave. What's that old Native American saying? Too many chiefs and no Indians, no work gets done. It's okay to be a fucking slave. This is where I come in. Because unlike Hamza, unlike AMS, I'm not gonna give you false information. I'm not gonna give you hopium. I'm gonna tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth, you know? If somebody comes up to me and says, hey, Amr, I wanna be a computer coder, I'm gonna tell them, no. But you're gonna be like, wait a second, Amr, you're a computer coder, but yet you're telling me don't be a computer coder? Guys, if you see me in person writing computer code, I am honestly surprised I'm not bald. The amount of hair that I pull out of my head when I write computer code, because it takes such a tremendous amount of brain power. Yes, writing computer code is effortless for me, but what happens when you have to do a new feature or you have to do something that is outside the scope of what you're used to? It's hair pulling. So for me, Amr Metwali, if some guy who woke up one day and he's like, hey man, I wanna be a computer coder, I'm gonna be like, no bro, do something else. You know, I've been writing code, guys, ever since I was probably 8-9 years old. You know, late 80s, early 90s, I began with QBasic. So writing computer code literally is in my blood. You just can't have some 20-year-old kid who fucking faps off to porn, plays video games all day, say, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a computer coder, man. You know, somebody like AMS and Hamza, they'll lie to you, they'll sell you opium, and they'll tell you, yeah, bro, go ahead, go be a computer coder. If it's not in you, guys, it's not in you, okay? And again, nothing wrong with being a fucking slave, okay? If you're gonna be a slave, okay, I'll tell you what to do. Work DoorDash. Work Uber Eats, you know? Drive around, live with your parents, make a little bit of money, and then when you save up like $1,000, you know, hop on a plane, go to Cancun if you're in the Americas, go to fucking Latvia if you are in Western Europe, if you are in Australia, go to like fucking Southeast Asia, go there for a week, and literally buy the hottest woman you can find around you. That's it. That's all you have to do, guys. You don't need a college degree. You don't need a McMansion. You don't fucking need YouTube celebrity status, okay? So this is what you guys need to understand from PUAs like AMS and Hamza, is that they want to sell you opium, but at the same time, they want to put in a clause to say, oh yeah, that's the problem right there. You guys remember the whole Scamarona thing? 2 weeks to flatten the curb, then herd immunity, and then after herd immunity, 90% of the people had to be vaccinated. Yeah, scam artists are always changing the goalpost because they're scammers, okay? You know, a scammer simply wants money from you. They want power over you. So a person who has no legit product or service, they're gonna scam you. That's how they operate, man. If you take Hamza's or AMS YouTube channel away from them, what do they have? I mean, really, what does Hamza have without YouTube? Andrew Tate, they took YouTube, Instagram, Patreons, they took Stripe away from him, and Andrew is doing fine, okay? But you do that with Hamza, you do that with AMS, what do they have? They have nothing, because they're grifters. That's what they are, okay? So I think AMS did a lot of money, and now he's diversifying away from YouTube, which is a smart thing to do, okay? Very soon, guys, you're gonna see Hamza disappearing off of YouTube, okay? Not because he's gonna get kicked off YouTube. See, Hamza is doing a lot of what AMS did, okay? When AMS first came onto the scene, he was making 2, 3, 4 videos a day. Why? Because all the videos that are out there, when you go and you watch a video from Hamza or AMS, 100,000 views, these guys are probably making, you know, how much do they make for per view? Like $2-3 per view? So imagine, you know, you have 100,000 people watch your videos, that's $2,000, you know? So it's a money grab. This is why Hamza is constantly flooding you guys with freaking videos, 3, 4, 5 videos a day, because this is a money grab. Hamza knows eventually you guys are gonna wisen up, and you guys are gonna be like, yo, man, this whole 1, 2, 3, 4, get the girl just ain't working. And not only are you guys not gonna get the girl, okay, it's actually worse for you. And I'm gonna tell you why following Hamza is actually bad for you, okay? You see, right now, you guys are living with your mama, playing video games, working at Popeyes, making minimum wage, and you don't talk to women. You don't go out. You just sit in your room all day. Now, when you discover Hamza and AMS, what you guys are gonna do is you're going to go out, you're gonna do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you're gonna go up to the girl and be like, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight? And she's gonna be like, 911, there's a creep harassing me, okay? You guys need to understand, man, the gym doesn't do jack squat for you if you're short or ugly, okay? Money doesn't do jack squat for you if you are short or ugly. You see, the reason why AMS is now fading into the darkness, because a lot of the people who followed him, they finally caught on to his scam, you know? One guy even called AMS antiquated male strategies. Because what AMS says, it's antiquated, okay? Maybe back in the 90s and early 2000s, what AMS said will work. But in 2022, going to 2023, this whole be on your purpose doesn't work. Because I see this in AMS's comments all the time, in his comment sections all the time. What I, Amr Mitwali, see is guys saying, AMS, AMS, AMS. I got on my purpose, AMS. I started making money, AMS. I took this thick ass girl out, AMS. We went to Red Lobster, AMS. She ordered everything on the menu, AMS. And then she went home with like $200 worth of food, and she ghosted me. What happened, AMS? I tell you what happened, motherfucker. You were a trick. That's all there was to it, you know. Iceberg Slim, who invented the term trick, he said the reason why he called it a trick is because she's getting you to pay for something that other guys paid nothing for. That's a trick, you know. The reason why they call guys who pay for pussy a trick, it's because you're paying for something that other guys got for free. And let me tell you something, as a cab driver who saw it with his own two motherfucking eyes, okay, I tell you guys, whenever a woman goes out with you to a nice restaurant, she orders everything on the menu and she takes food back with her, it's one of two things. Either she's gonna go to Tyrone's house, or she's either going to pay Tyrone's, or either she's gonna feed Tyrone's illegitimate children. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Anytime a girl goes out with you to a nice restaurant, she orders a lot of food, she takes it home with her, either Tyrone is gonna eat it, or his children, bastard children, are going to eat that food. And you're just the trick who's paying for it. You know, imagine that, man. Imagine the bitch never got a cent out of Chad, out of Tyrone, and yet some fucking insulin denial takes her out, buys her $200-$300 worth of fucking Red Lobster or Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and now she's feeding Chad or his bastard children. Come on, man. That's a trick right there. You guys are paying for stuff that other men got for free. And a lot of AMS subscribers are beginning to wake up to that. So what AMS is doing is that he's fading into obscurity. You guys need to understand, AMS in the past 5 years, he has already made his millions. That's it. So as far as AMS is concerned, I made my money, I invested my money in whatever he invested his money in, and now I really don't need this YouTube thing anymore. Same thing Hamza is doing. This is why Hamza is doing live streams. This is why he's doing 3-4 videos a day. And you idiots out there, you gotta ask yourself the $1 trillion question, okay? If Hamza has a legitimate business like he claims, how can you have a legitimate business when you're like traveling all over the world, okay? How can you have a legitimate business when you're making 3-4 videos a day? How can you have a motherfucking legitimate business when you're live streaming 4-5 hours a day? I mean, I told you guys, I'm on the phone with lawyers, I'm on the phone with software engineers, I'm on the phone with credit card processors, okay? We're going with a credit card processor who's not PayPal, who's not Stripe. In fact, I have a meeting with him. What time is it right now? Okay, it's 4:30. I have a meeting with a credit card processor in less than fucking half an hour, okay? So how the fuck can you run a legitimate business when all you do, I'm at the gym, bro. I'm traveling with Anastasia, bro. I'm doing 4 or 5 videos a day, bro. That's not a business. That's a fucking grift, okay? So Hamza wants to make as much money as he can before you idiots out there realize that you are being scammed. You see, my job, Amr Mitwali, is to wake you guys up to the fact that Hamza is scamming you, okay? You cannot medically triple your testosterone level without going on a fucking TRT injection, man. Just last night, okay? You guys on MGTOW TV, you saw it with your own eyes. I inject myself with testosterone replacement therapy, with TRT. I inject myself every fucking week, okay? That's the only way you can significantly raise your fucking testosterone levels. T-bomb, natural herbs, fucking nofap, all that shit is fucking scam. It's all about getting money from you and telling you, oh yeah, well, you just didn't do it right, bro. Yeah, the reason why you don't have a hot white girl on your arm, it's because on day number 37, you masturbated. That's the problem. That's why you're not a multimillionaire, bro. That's why you're not like YouTube famous, bro, because, you know, you fucking got a wet dream on day number 78 or some dumb shit like that, okay? It's all a grift. It's all a scam. If you guys want the fucking truth, follow my channel. I'm on MGTOW TV, okay? YouTube, I don't even bother with YouTube because Susan is censoring me. You see, guys, guys like AMS, they lie to you because they want you watching their videos and buying whatever Patreon or phone call service they have. They want you to buy that from them, okay? With me, I tell you the truth because I don't run a grift. I run a legitimate business, man. Go to MGTOWTV.com, man. It's a legit business, okay? You can pay me $1 a month and you're not gonna see annoying banner ads, okay? You can buy me a night with Yogi Oba's mom for $75, you know, that'll be nice of you. But you can, for $20, you can live stream on MGTOW TV. And just to let you guys know, okay, people who live stream on MGTOW TV, they make thousands of dollars with us a month, just to let you know. Is that something typical for a small content creator? Hell to the no. But what I'm trying to tell you is, I, Amar Metwali, I am providing you a legitimate product, a legitimate service, okay? If you don't want to see banner ads on MGTOW TV, $1, man. $1, you know, this cup of coffee, $1, okay? For the cost of this cup of coffee, you don't get to see banner ads on MGTOW TV. So, am I scamming you? Am I grifting off of you? No, I'm not, okay? You don't have to call some PUA for $1,000 so he can tell you over the phone, yo, homie, I'm alpha, okay? That's a fucking scam right there, okay? So you guys out there, the bottom line that you guys out there need to understand, man, if you want hot woman, Cancun, Latvia, Thailand, just walk up to the hottest woman, make sure you have, you know, $150 to $100 in your pocket, mission accomplished, okay? You want to get serious gym results? Go to a sport nutrition doctor, talk to him about TRT. If you're like me, 40 plus years old, they'll put you on it. If you're young, they have other type of, I don't want to call it supplements. They have other type of options to raise your testosterone. Because the thing you guys need to understand, once you go on TRT, you do it for life because your body is no longer producing testosterone, okay? So this is why they are very hesitant to put young men on TRT. But they do have other options that can significantly raise your TRT, your testosterone as a young man. But again, none of that fucking T-bomb herbal shit crap. None of that nofap crap. None of that does jack squat to your testosterone level. If you have low testosterone levels, you need medical intervention. And don't ever let any scammer or grifter or fucking liar lie to you and tell you otherwise. So that's how you get big in the gym, guys. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, not doing anything, you know, because I was going to the gym. When I started doing TRT about 2 years ago, I was so busy with MGTOW TV, I couldn't even go to the gym, but I gained 10 pounds of muscle within like a couple of months because, well, that's what testosterone does when it triples, you know. And again, my testosterone tripled because I inject myself, okay? Not because, you know, I'm grabbing my junk and saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, okay? So if you want a hot woman, Cancun, Latvia, Bangkok, make sure you got $150-$200 in your pocket. You want serious gains in the gym, get on testosterone, see a medical doctor who is proficient in sport nutrition or sports medicine, okay? You want to make money. If you have a natural talent like writing computer code, being a graphic artist, you know, go on Upwork. If you don't want to roll your own business, go on Upwork, provide your services to other people, you know. If you don't have any talent whatsoever, simply work Uber, work DoorDash, live with your mama, live a minimal lifestyle, and you know, every month or two, go to Latvia, go to, again, Cancun, Bangkok, fuck a hot bitch, okay? There's no need for you guys to ever call AMS, Hamza, or any other PUA for anything. And you idiots out there who go to like boot camps in Miami where you pay $5,000-$10,000 for a weekend course, just go up to the hottest chick on Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen, offer her $150, man. That's all you have to do to get laid. So, anyway, guys, that's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.